More than 40 million people in and around India's capital, Delhi, are grappling with a thick blanket of toxic smog that's engulfed the city. The unfolding public health emergencies meant schools have been closed and restrictions placed on who can drive cars and when. Rhett Burney reports.
Delhi and its millions of residents are under siege from the air they breathe.
My eyes burn a lot because of the pollution, and it's difficult to breathe with problems in my throat.
Schools have been ordered shut, building and construction sites are closed, and flights are being diverted away from the capital because the smog is too thick for a safe landing. But the most contentious measure introduced so far is an odd-even ban on driving. Drivers with odd number plates are only allowed on the roads on odd numbered dates and vice versa for those with even numbered plates. Police wearing masks fine those who flout the rules. New Delhi's top elected official Arvind Kejriwal claims similar restrictions in 2016 reduced air pollution by up to 13%. Critics say it's a farce and will do little to clear the air. Siddharth Singh is a climate policy expert who lives in Delhi. He's also the author of the book, The Great Smog of India.
It's ineffective in dealing with air pollution as an issue, you know. If air pollution was solely due to the vehicular traffic, then this would be a solution. Right now, it cannot be a solution because motorized private transport has a very small share in the whole pie.
Many fed-up residents like AJ Jasra agree, blaming the farming practice of burning crop stubble to clear fields for the excessive levels of pollution.
I don't think this odd-even scheme will do anything for New Delhi. It's mostly the stubble burning in the states of Punjab and Haryana, which contribute to the pollution, and industrial pollution is also high.
The Government Environment Monitoring Agency says satellite pictures captured more than 3,000 incidents of stubble burning last week in neighbouring states, contributing to 44% of Delhi's pollution. Authorities have now ordered a ban on the practice, but the Environment Monitoring Agency warns there'll be no relief in sight for at least the next 2 days, as humidity resulting from unexpected light rains exasperates the smog in a city that's already suffocating.
Rhett Burney reporting.